Parshas Chukas, this week's schedule begins with the famous Dinim of the Paraduma. And obviously the Paraduma is the Paraduma procedure is to create the Eifar Par, the ashes, which are used in the process of making somebody who had become Tomei LaMeis Tahar again. So some of the Dinim we're relating to Tumas Meis are also found here, the main Dinim. It says in Perak Gid Tesh, at the beginning of the Seder, Perak Gid Tesh, Pasuk Gid Dalad, Zos HaTorah, this is the rule, this is the law. Adam Ki Yamus Ba'ohel, if a person dies in an ohel, an enclosed area, literally a tent, but it means any enclosed type of area. So it says, Kol HaBo'el Ohel, Kol HaSher Bo'el Yitmo Shivas Yomim. Anybody who enters into that enclosed area where the dead body is, the corpse is, shall become Tomei for 7 days. And also in Pasuk Tesvav, V'chol Kli Fasuach Asher Yitzomi Pasuk of Tomeihu, any open Kli that has no cover that's on it and so on also becomes Tomei. It's not a problem now. And thirdly, in Pasuk Tezayin, V'chol Asher Yigal Pnei HaSadeh, you're out in the field, meaning not an enclosed area, not a building, not an ohel, but outside. Anyone who touches inside a tent, it's just being there. You don't have to touch the corpse. You know, Tumas ohel is such that the tumas conveyed just by being in the same enclosed room or enclosed building as the mace. A few years ago, I think we talked about the issue of a kohen being in a hospital and so on. That's an enclosed area, even if it doesn't come into direct physical contact with the mace. But then the pasuk here says, "V'chola shi'igal pnei hasada." Pnei hasada means outside, out in the field, so to speak. You know, where there's no roof, it's not an enclosed area, or roofed area, to be real more specific. Anyway, so there, if you touch b'chal al cheref, as somebody who was killed through, killed by a sword, obe mace, or any other dead person. Obe etzem adam, even with a bone, human bone, obe cover, obe grave, also yitma shivas yamim. Rashi explains on Pasuk Yudalad, it says, obviously it's talking about when the corpse, the dead body is inside the tent. Now Pasuk Tezayin, where it says, Alpneasoda, Rashi comments, Rabboseinu darshul rabbos gol v'dofik, okay, even means certain parts of the grave and so on, which is again not our issue, but pshuto, the simple meaning of the pasuk is al pnei hasodeh she'ein sham ohel. There's no ohel there. Metame hamei sham benegia. The mace is metame there through physical contact, as opposed to simply being in the same area. Okay. Now there is a mishnah in Maseches Olos, which I think I brought here. Yep. Olos is one of the Maseches and Mishnayos in Sefer Taurus, which is printed in the back of Maseches Nida, the regular Gemaras. So in Maseches Olos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah says as follows: Kol Shebemeis Tomei, anything which is part of the mace is also Tomei. Chutz Min Hashinayim, with the exception of teeth, the Seyar, or hair from a mace, or Vatzipar, nails. But those things from a mace are not tamei, but ubishas chidur are not kultum if they're still attached to the person. But let's say the person is dead and there's certain hairs that they fell off and so on and so forth. So those hairs are not tamei, or nails or teeth and so on. Those are not tamei, but ubishas chidur are not called tamei. But as long as they're still attached to the mace, they're not tamei. That's the mission. Olos Paragimel Mishnah Gimel. So the Gemara in Maseches Nida on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Sorry, Daf Nun Hay Amud Aleph. Maseches Nida, Afnun Hayamad Aleph, I quote this Mishnah with regards to the following, or gives the following explanation. I guess the Daf Yomi will be approaching, I don't know what they're up to now, I don't know. Nida? Okay, so another couple of weeks, they'll be up to Afnun Hayamad Aleph. So there, in that Gemara, so the Gemara cites, again, Nida, Afnun Hayamad Aleph, the Gemara quotes this Mishnah. In the context of a question, we don't need to know the whole sugya now, but what's the nogeil in the nenu? So it says, Meisrei, kol shebe meis metame chutz min hashinayim ta'aser va'tzipore u'shas chibur ha'kol tamei. The Gemara here quotes that, it's not the entire Mishnah, I read it's the end of that Mishnah, but again, that's the Mishnah, all is per Gimel, a Mishnah Gimel. So, the Omar of Ado Bar Avo, Dumi de Etzem, Ma Etzem Shinivra Imo, Av Kol Shinivra Imo. So, the Gemara first says that it's talking about why is that so? So, a bone, okay, the bones are created when the child is born, right? It's Nivra Imo, alright? So, the only thing which are considered to be absolutely part of the mace is something similar to etzem, because our pasuk mentioned so long lumps all those things together. So we have dumi de etzem, ma etzem shivrei ma'av kol shivrei imo. Okay, as opposed to, let's say, the teeth. Okay, the teeth are not created with the person. Teeth come in at the age of 2-year-old, whatever, however old the kid is. But teeth are not. Children are not born with teeth. Okay, so you ask them all 1 second. What about but hairs and fingernails and toenails are born with you? So Ella Amar of Adar Bar'Ava, do me the etzem, ma etzem shenivra imo the ein gizo machlif. Okay, ein gizo machlif, it's not replaceable. Like it doesn't grow back if it's removed. So yotzu, this excludes hashinayim shalom nivrimo. This excludes teeth, which are not created with the person, not born with the person. And yotzu sarvet sarvet zipor, and also hair and nails are also excluded. Sh'af al pi shenivrimo, even though they are created with the person, but gizo machlif, right? If the teeth, the hair grows back. If you lose your hair, cut your hair, it goes back. If the nail comes off, it grows back. Okay, so those things are not dumi de etzem. Because earlier in the Gemara darshan our pasuk, the Gemara on the top of the page, again, this is neither nun, ham, and alf. The Gemara on the top of the page quoted, al be'etzem odom. The Gemara on the top of the page quoted our pasuk, al be'etzem odom, al be'kever. So the Gemara says everything is sort of learned out or rooted in etzem. It has to be similar to etzem. It has to be similar, huh? It has to be similar to etzem in the sense that A, it's created with the person, and B, it's not replaceable. It doesn't grow back if removed. So therefore, the Mishnah rather than Olos says that's what the Gemara here needs to explain it. Rashi explains. I mean, it's for our purpose of keeping it simple. But the Gemara says yotzu shinayim, right? Wouldn't he?
Where's he drink that portion?
Oh, he had it. Oh, perfect. Sorry, I did get a shkara. Yeah, sorry. So chutz mi shinayim, because shinayim says Rashi lo nivrimo shegedelim la'achar zman. Shinayim, I was going to put it away. I'll take it. Shinayim are were not created with a person because they grow after how you have little babies. How old is a baby? Two. I forgot already. Two and a half. The teeth go in and come in afterwards. And ein gizo machlif nito ein ochozer. Right. If it's removed, let's say your nail is removed, your hair is removed, and it grows back. So those things are not considered to be tamei unless, as the Mishnah says, they're still attached to the dead body. So then obviously it is mitame. They're separated, so it's not mitame hair and nails and teeth and so on. Okay. So that's the sugya over there in Nida. So there's an interesting.
You have to cover the break when it comes to. Does it have to be buried along with that?
No, I don't think so. Not separate. But it's a question. What's considered etzem?
They don't have to pick up the teeth. They got
right.
The skin shards and all.
Well, in order to become etzem, has to have gidim and has to have certain qualifications to be met for burial. Okay. I remember I was wondering if I had my appendix removed earlier this year about the burying that. And I thought that you could make a case, and the question is the size also. This is, even though it's a separate organ, but the way they take it out, it kind of slides, this laparoscopic kind of suck it out, no? I don't know, there were certain issues about it. But anyway, that's good enough for us right now. So, now, this Mishnah in Negoim, Mishnah Olos, Paragim Mishnah Gimel, this Mishnah, which is quoted in Nida, is also quoted in the Gemara in Nazir, Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. That was Nida Daf Nun Hay Amid Aleph, explaining why the hair and so on are different. And the Gemara in Nazir raises the following Kasha. Interesting question, which will bring us into our Sugya, which is relevant to us, which is out of the realm of Taurus. This is the starting point. The Gemara there, Nez Nazir, Nun Aleph Man Aleph, says, Tan Hossam, quotes the same Mishnah, Kosher, Mace, Tommy Chutzman, Shinaim, Aservat, Ziporin, Vashat, Sibun, Kulam, Tamei. Fine. Boy, Chizkiyah. So Chizkiyah, Esakasher. What about Sa'oro, Ha'omeid, Ligaleach? What if a guy has hair and it's like overgrown? He's going to get a cut. Like this hasn't gotten a cut yet, but it's there, Sa'or, Ha'omeid, Ligaleach. Or tziporin, omed ligaleach, there's a nail, it's still attached, but it's obvious that it's overgrown, it's grown too long, it's going to cut it off. Okay, a normal person would have it cut at that point. Says Chizki, raise the kasha. Do we say, my, mi amrin kala omed ligaleach is kigazuz dami?
do we say, well, since, you know, ordinarily one would cut it off, so it's considered if it's cut off, and therefore would not be tummy? Dilma, no, hashtam miyar mechubarin. The answer is, okay, well, you're going to do, meanwhile, it's still attached, so it's going to be considered like part of the body. Like, that's the question which Chizkiah has. So the Gemara goes back and forth, in effect, it's a bayah de lo ifshita. The Gemara doesn't answer the kasha. Okay, the Rashi explains, again, just to formulate the kasha, Sarah homed ligozes, kodem miso, right? Before he died, the guy's about to get a haircut. An ordinary person, clearly, was going to get a haircut. Then suddenly he died, right? So kagon shehichpido of sorrow, you know, the hair was very long. It was not normal that a person would dress that way. So do we say that it's kagozah domi? Or no, hello gozah's low. Afagav da omele gozah. Even though ordinary people would cut it, he was planning to cut it. But meanwhile, he didn't cut it, so now he died. So it's considered part of the body. That's the shaila in Nazir daf nun aleph and aleph. And Tosas there explains. Zidu maschul chutz. Tosu says, I'm sorry, Vishas Kiburan Lameis Kuntmin, A boy Chizkia, sorry, Omer Gozmal, me have a Kishar Kiburan Lameis Tomei, Oka Gozadom, the Omer Tomei Mace, right? That's the question. We explained it. Now, what is all this, what's the halacha here? So the Rambam Paskins and Hilchos Tumas Meis. Rambam Paskins in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tumas Meis, Halacha Yud Gimel. Find a moment. There it is. Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam. Here it is. Rambam says, Kol shebe meis, tamei. Any part of the meis is tamei. Chutz min hashinayim v'aseir v'atziporin. Okay, except again for the teeth, for hair, and for nails. Hoel v'gizon machuz. Because it wasn't born with the person, or it goes back to its place. U'b'shas chiburon, but if it's attached, hakol tamei. And the Rambam gives an example. Ketzad, hameis b'chutz. Let's say the person died right out on the doorstep, died outside. But the sorrow was so chabayis, but the way he fell down or whatever, so the long hair, the hair was inside the house, was under the oil. Right, that's the case that Rambam presents. So nitma kol hasher b'bayis, even though the whole body wasn't in the house, the guy died like at the doorpost, but he had long hair, so his hair, you know, fell into a woman, let's say, the hair went in, was into the house, so that's considered like the mace in the house. And b'chein hanogeh b'sara o b'shino b'tziparnov k'shein mechubar nitma, or if you just touch the hair, you didn't touch it, you know, you just touched the hair, you had a long nail, you touched the nail, you didn't touch any other part of the body, that's you're considered to be tummy. Now, sorrow ha'omed lehi gozeis. If you have hair, that was the shayla of the Gemara Nozir. If you have hair that's going to be cut, let's see, parna v'omdim l'natel, or nails that are going to be taken off. Ho'el v'hein omdim l'natel, yesh pohen safek. The Gemara never answered that kasha. The Gemara went back and forth. We read the whole Gemara. But the Gemara had a bayad of shita. The Gemara didn't answer. So says the Rambam, we don't know the answer. Yesh pohen safek. It's considered a safek. L'fichach hanogea b'hen hareu safek tamei. In terms of laws of tummy, you're suffering tummy. Interesting. So that's telling me suffering. Yeah. So you'll be anything you touch is suffering tummy, or you'll become suffering tummy yourself.
But is that like
in effect. But let's say if it's a Darbonin situation, so say the more cool, right? You have to look at each.
Is it like New York for the Rambam police?
Somewhat, but not far from the only place. Far from the only place. Okay. So this is all very interesting.
So not for me is currently in the Zionist there, everything would be the cooler because of him.
The whole tumor, maybe, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, what I wanted to get into in terms of the shear is not all these laws of Tum and Tara, but it's in question with regards to long hair and tefillin. Okay, because so the question becomes now, if a person's got excessively long hair, and we see, right?
Not for this year.
Right, no, none of us, it's true. But all right, we should know the DM anyway. What's the idea? Because the question is, if we consider a hair that should be cut off, not really part of the body, okay, So maybe that will constitute a chatzitza. That will constitute long hair. Will constitute a chatzitza. If I put my tefillin on top of a hat, okay. So then it's not resting on my head. I don't know, my tefillin on my arm, or with the jacket in the way, right? So that's a chatzitza. That's considered the tefillin has to be on your body, on your head. Al yarchon, you know, and so on your head. So if that's the case, what if a person has very, very long hair and he puts his tefillin on his head, but he's got such long hair, you know, it sticks out and so on and so forth. So this question, yeah, I have a yeshivas, yeah, sure, right. And there's some adults too, I guess, right? And so the question becomes, is that hair considered to be a chatzitza in terms of the tefillin? So I forgot to bring with me, I see, but there's one of the commentaries on the Chai Adam of the Seder called Beis Baruch. The Beis Baruch is in Klal Yudal and the Chai Adam is in Beifav. He suggests a possible rise. Oh, wait a second. Remember, one of the cases we brought up in the Gemara was Nazir. So what if you have a Nazir who has long hair? Okay? A Nazir or an Ovel, Rachman Tan, you know, not allowed to cut his hair. So do we ever say that there's a Shiloh whether a Nazir is supposed to put on tefillin on or an Ovel is supposed to wear tefillin on? He's going to have long hair. A body puts on tefillin. So you see that that's not considered a chatzitza. But then the Beis Baruch says maybe that's no raya from there, because there, it's not only legal. He's not going to cut it off. A regular person, you got to get a haircut. I just haven't gotten around to it. I mean, get a haircut waiting until Friday, whatever it is, right? To get a haircut. A regular person wouldn't ordinarily not let his hair grow that way. A nazir does because that's halacha. An avil does because that's halacha. So maybe by him, it's not called omud ligaz. That was, remember, that was chizkiyas kasher. And the gemara nazir say are omud ligazes. If you have hair that ordinarily is going to be cut off, it's you're planning to cut it off. So that was the chizkiyas sofik, whether that's considered part of the mace or not. So it's the same sofik over here, one could argue. And he said, "By a nazir, it's not omer ligaze." So that's the shal at the Beis Baruch. Huh? No. Altogether, if it's right. Yeah, like if I'm wearing a hat and I put my tefillin on top of my hat, so that's not, hat's not part of my head. Okay, the question is, how is the hair part of your head? So therefore, it's like it's on your head. Your kash, we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah will bring up. But for right now, what the harm of the Beis Baruch is talking about is that it's not resting, you know, on your head. If that hair is not just like we said with the mace, maybe that hair is not considered part of the body. Okay, for Tumas Mace purposes, that was Chizki Sufik and the Gemara Nazir. So the Rambam says you have to, you know, the Homer, so to speak, with regards to Sufik Tumah, the Rambam and because Tumas Mace Paragimel, and the what do you say, Paragimel Alocha, Yud Gimel, yeah. So okay, the same Shiloh here. So we're not going to get to that tonight. An interesting question. It may depend on whether you know, you always wear it or not. But that's, you know, but correct. Most of the truth about it. And you know, generally don't. But that's part of the issue. There, you could even argue that it's not enough.
It's not only the guys.
It's also a very thin, you know, separation. The guys got, well, you know, the old time when I was a kid, the afros. You know, these, you know, it's like I still remember there was a guy in the Yankees. You know. Before he came to the Yankees, when George Steinbrenner was very mocked that the Yankees should dress appropriately, you know, they represent New York, you know, they got a player who was from another team, I still remember his name, Oscar Gamble. He used to have these enormous eyes. There's a picture of him, you know, sliding, before he came, he was sliding in, to help put his cap off, and when his cap flew off, all the stuff, like all this hair came flying out of his head. You know, when he came to the Yankees, it was a big thing. Steinbrenner him cut it, it was a whole miser. But let's say a person got hair like that, so it's not even resting. So if the hair is part of his body, it's not good. So what's the problem? Right, but if you hold like the other side of that suffix, that hair is not really part of your body, so perhaps it would be a chatzitza. That's the question. Right, so that's the question. You leave it up to that individual. So that's the base mark discuss. No, but you go by normal people. But regular people would cut it. But an Avel or a Nazir is not in that category. That's what he raised. He said it's not. At the end, he concludes that it's not a problem. It's not considered a chatzitza.
Reference that has to be resting.
Yeah, so let's see. Right, okay, so let's see what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. We're going to read it right now. I'm glad you asked that question. It says that Aruch Chaim Simon Chav Zion, Aruch Chaim Simon Chav Zion Siv Dalad, the Shulchan Aruch, the title of the Simon is Mokom Anachason, Va'ofan Anachason, right? So in the Simon Chav Zion Siv Dalad, the Mechaber writes, and it's based on a Gemara in Erchin, since you asked the question where it comes, I wasn't going to. The Gemara in Erchin, Daf Gimel, discusses about the Kohen Gadol who has the tzitz, That sugya and the Kohen Amar had the hats, how they work it out with the tefillin. So that's what the sugya is in the Gemara about chatzitza. Okay, but the Shoharach Paskins in Chav Zayin Tziv Zalad, Lo Yehei Dover Chotzeis Bein Tefillin Libsaro, there should be nothing interrupting between the tefillin and the flesh, the skin. Lo Shna Shal Yad, Lo Shna Shal Rosh. So the Mechorosh Adin and the Mechaber, based on that sugya, but...
But is your question, what's the quality of the halakha, or what's halakha? Because the tefillin itself is called Moshe Sinai, so all the halakhas that go with it...
Is everything? No, lav davka. I think Gemara there has some psukim. The Gemara Erchens on Erchens Dav Gimel. Gemara has some psukim. They make a connection. Yeah.
I thought honestly the question to be, like, what's the Mechor? What's the
Gemara learns that from Tzidah. But I'm just reading the Shachar. And the Chaber clearly passed the Halacha. Again, our Chaber and the Chaber Zayin Tziv Dalad. Lo Yehei Davar Chotzei is Bein Tzim of Tzara. Lo Shna Shoyad. Lo Shna Shorosh. Okay? Now the Mechaber Ed, the Ramo Ed, the Dafka Ritzun, Al Ritzuos, Ein Lahakvin. Okay, that's only for the Tzun itself, but the Ritzuos, the straps, is not a part. Okay. But that's the Mechaber. So on that Mechaber, the...
And the Kesher?
Yeah. Now the Magen Avraham on that simon, again it's in Chav Zayin. The Magen Avraham in Sifkat and Dalad. The Magen Avraham writes, he refers to another Gemara, not the Gemara that we refer to in Nazir, but another Gemara in Zvachim. There's a Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yud Tes, which talks about, actually the Gemara there is talking about the big day kahuna, which also have to be on the skin. Forget about the tzitz and the mitznefes, and in general the big day kahuna. So the Gemara discusses what chatzitzas are there. So the Magen Avraham says in Tzivkot and Dalet here in Archaim Simchav Zayin, the Zochem Dav Yud Tes Mevoya is talking about there, what if you have, I mean, though there was more common, had lice or something like that, or some other types of things. That's what the Gemara there was talking about. So the Magen Avraham says, "V'nir leib shuvnezek kosav rokeach." He says the rokeach writes, "Sheyesh legaleach hasar sheal hatzavor." You should cut the hair that's on your neck, the back of your neck. Okay, exactly what you asked, right? So that hair will not be a chatzitza between the back of the tefillin and your head. Okay, the cost of all of our augurs, hey, below nagu kain. Okay, we don't do that. You notice? So the Magamon quotes the augur that the minig is not like that. Okay. And at the end, he says you shouldn't have any dirt. He quotes the shalah that shalah cause of lirchot smoke on a swing. It's clean. Again, today it's a little different because the whole hygiene is different. We shower more regularly and so on and so forth. But anyway, that's what the shalah writes. So that's the Magen Avraham. Commenting on that Magen Avraham, the Yad Ephraim writes, quotes on that rokeach, sha'af b'ritzus, he's sha'ak b'ritzitz, we're even worried about b'ritzus, so certainly the back ritzus, fine. Flat masha shaykh l'kshira, the part that's tied, you know, the kesher in the back, so that's what he's concerned about. So that's this rokeach, apparently. Rokeach is a rishon, we've quoted many times in the past. I didn't get a chance to look up the rokeach, but trust me, I'm going to quote him accurately. And he says that there should be no chatzitza back there, but the augur already writes that lo nagu came. So the Machza Shekel has an analogy, quotes, goes through that whole Gemara in Zvachim Daf. You're testing him in regards to the Quran, and then he says as follows.
He also implies that Seyar is a chatzitza by itself.
Yeah, correct.
You need no length of
this. Right, at some point, yeah, correct. Okay, now, so v'lo nagu kain, says the Machzor Shekel at the end of the second half of Sukkot and Dalad. Ef shaloma hatam kaven lo yibaydo if shita samchina al das harashba who besif hey the shvili barosh ein lo shum chatzisa after the omer lemaisa. He says there is a shita harashba. Okay, it's in one of the tshuvas. I may reference it later, but who writes that on the rosh there's no chatzitza altogether. Even though the Rashba says that's not halacha lemaisa, he was defending the practice and so on. But he says maybe we rely on that anyway because the bay the loy shita, what the status of hair is and so on. And
it's natural. Is that any difference?
We'll see. He has about a two pattern. We may not get to that tonight. I don't know. And then he said
everybody has normal hair.
Right, we're talking about excessively long hair that most people would cut it. Oh. That's the issue. So we'll get back to that in a second. So the and he says, but the Machzor Shekel says that he thinks ain lo hakel, and here listen what he says: Umehai taima ra alai hamasa. Says the Machzor Shekel, it is a bear to my eyes the fact that people do Osan Hamagadlin Blurusayan, those people who grow long hair, okay, they're, what are they called?
Back of the front.
Whatever, I mean, I don't think he's making a killing. Okay, Blurus, yeah. He says, Hamagadlin Muvad Q Derech Sheketz and Gaiva, even besides the fact that it's, you know, it's, perhaps it's a Mukosem or Selech, it's a Goyish practice to wear, you know, groom the hair in a certain way, long hair in those days, maybe nowadays also. Aside from that, the Yesh Ksas Isser, so he doesn't want to say it exactly Usser, he refers Ayin Masha Kazri Odes in Kuf Ayin Ches. That's the Sif that talks about, as we're talking on the Gemara, that certain, even though Jews are not supposed to wear their hair in a certain way, but they were mat, blurs, yeah, they were mat there for certain people who had to go appear in front of the government, and they had to look in a certain way, so they were mat there. This is a Ksas Isser, he refers to Ayin there. But Yesh, besides from that problem, forget about that, that's not our topic tonight, that it's a Goyish practice, or it's Gaiva, or it's paying too much attention to the body, you know, hair, people do up their hair, it becomes a whole, you know, a whole industry, right? The grooming hair, and cutting it in a certain way, and so on. What?
Yes,
right, that doesn't have the trouble with that, yeah. That's what Rashi's in the Chumash, yeah.
What is another do for tefillah?
So I mentioned before, the base baruch says, that nazir may be different because he's not allowed to cut it. So that's not, some wanted to bring a raya from nazir and said, what do you mean? The nazir can wear tefillin, so obviously the hair is not a chatzitza. But they said that's not, he's not planning to cut it because he's a nazir, right? So
yeah,
that's different. So for an average person.
Right.
Right, he mentions both of them, nazir and avil, yeah, before he came to Mesa, yeah. Okay, anyway, so says the Machzor Shekel, he says, I don't like this practice because he says, aside from whatever issue there is, which is not our topic tonight, like quotes the Shulchan Aruch Yerodei, Kufayin Ches, about it, Chosemo, Say Lechu, so go, you should practice, and it's vain, and like you said, Yosef got into trouble, Rashi has a Chumash, Medrash says he was playing with his hair and so on. Okay, aside from all that, he says, Yeshpo Isser Banachas Tun. There's a problem with Anachas Tun, says the Machzor Shekel. Kevin Shigdolim Harbe, Lekalim Emer Hainer Rusai, Bechotetim. So that's not normal that people grow their hair that way. So those who do, he says, that's a Pasul Chatzitza. Umishum Maisa Anashim Halol, just because there's some few people who do it, we can't say, oh, that's normal, that's the way it grows. It's not the way most, it goes by, like I said before, butler, dice, and so most people cut their hair. So there's a few people wear their hair in such a long and you know, groomed way. He said, that's not enough. He said, to say that it's the normal. And therefore, he thinks that even our Ashba, who was Mekel, he said it'd be like putting on a big hat and so on. So Machzor Shekel is very annoyed, and he feels that aside from whatever other issurim there may be, there's a significant problem with regards to Tillin. In fact, the Mishnah Brura brings that Lalach as well. The Mishnah Brura here in Sinchov Zayin, Sukkot and Tesvav, he says, Kosev the same Machzor Shekel, Barah alai maisa shos hanashim shemagadab lorosein levad kiu derech shakat v'gai v'ayim ashkozer, he quotes the whole thing, and then he adds at the end, okay? He added, besides that, and you were, this comes Joshua, you were saying, besides that, even ubelav chatzitza, even if it's not a chatzitza, nami bishulhani sarasvam ef shalatzam sishim udokin munokram akomun kedin. It slides, when your hair is long, it doesn't stay in its one place. Right, it doesn't stay in the person. Even without the chatzitza problem, Shavur says it's another problem. We have long hair; it slips around, and it's very difficult to get it in the proper place. So, for these reasons, again, the Shavur based on Machzor Shekel, they're all opposed, and they're very upset about a person putting tefillin on long hair. The Kafa Chaim as well, the Sfardi Pasek, so just we know that there's no machlokas even the Sfardi and Ashkenazim, also in Oz Tesrov, the Tzuon Archaim Sim Chav Zayin, says also, he quotes the Machzor Shekel, and he quotes many others who say it's the same thing, that we don't like it, and it's not going to stay in the right place, and he refers to the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai is the great Pasek from Baghdad, you know, again, an important figure, Yosef Chaim of Baghdad. So in Shana Rishona, Parshas Chayisara, Sif Hey, or Hosei writes as follows, Lo Yehei Dover Chotzes Bein Tzilim Soro, Hein Bebatim Hein Beretzuos, both the bias and Beretzuos. In Yesh Lichluch, if there's dirt there, Tzarech L'Rachzol. Okay? They talk about a person who has to wear gloves and so on and so forth, the type of a hat. Anyway, towards the end, he writes, the Achronim Zal, Pikpaku b'megadlei sar harbe b'rosham. The Achronim were annoyed with people, they were troubled by people who grow very, very long hair. The cave and the gedalim harbe, since the hair grows so long, lekam amei mahaner b'sodai, it's not normal, likely with the Kosar Rosh, he quotes that Rashba, and it's like wearing some type of a bandage or a kerchief or some type of a hat, okay? The chain pikmiku b'sarosh hared lamata, a hair that comes out and hangs down in the back. Okay, the lav mukav we say that's not its normal place. And the chotzeis he says the chatitza. The tzarech lahazir hamon ha'am b'dvarim ha'elu. You have to tell people about this, says the Ben Shai. You have to warn people about this. B'chol ma'ad efshar b'mitzvah rabba v'yikarazu. After we're talking about tefillin, which is a precious and beloved mitzvah and so on. So he says you have to warn people about it. That's the Ben Ishchai. The kitzur shulchan aruch.
It's interesting. No one so far said it's asa l'aniach.
Well, yeah, right. Correct. They're all against it, but they don't say it's apsi asa. You're right. We'll see.
The big heifer.
Absolutely. We'll see. Right. No one said l'yotzer. Good. We'll get to all this. The kitzur shulchan aruch in Simon Yud. Sif Vav Lo Yehei Dabar Chotes Mein Tzvon Usaro Lo Shashayad Lo Shasharosh Usaros Haktzaros. The short hair, normal hair, Lo Havin Chatzitza is not a Chatzitza. Shedarkim Bekach. Right, that's normal. That's part of the body. A normal hair is not a problem. Avo Osan Agad Blurius Milvad Shudar Shachat VeGayva Yesh Bze Isser. That's also from the point of view of Gaiva and Chukas Agam, whatever. Yesh Od Isser. He was the Loshen Isser. Yesh Od Isser. There's an additional Isser of Anachas Tum. The Kevon Shigdolim Harbe Havi Anachatzitza. So Kitzchor, he doesn't quite, but he says a little more strongly. He says an Isser. There's an Isser Mishum Anachas Tum. And he says because it qualifies as a Chatzitza, and that's like that Machzor Shekel. Okay, maybe that's the Mishabura means as well. So far, he's a lot from Isser. I think so. Okay, I think the Machzor Shekel is a classic, but he punches out a little bit stronger. Although he still doesn't say you're not Yotze. I don't know. He says it is a Chatzitza.
No, but if he says in the Easter, in
our
Averus, you can't make a bracha on it.
Right, so we're going to see that in a second.
He's
just recommended again. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like everything was a Sabbath. If it's a Vahadi, it's late. Also, a Lord Yotze. If it's a Sabbath, he's not going to use the word. Lord Yotze is going to say, I'm worried.
Yeah. Now. On the other side of the argument here, is the Aruch HaShulchan, okay? The Aruch HaShulchan here in Sif Yud Dalad, again it's the same Simon, Simon Chav Zayin, the Aruch HaShulchan here has a different point of view, okay? The Aruch HaShulchan says, Yesh rotzim lahachmer gam kishaser golo ma'od. Some people want to be machmer if a person has long hair. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, again this is Simon Chav Zayin, Sif Yud Dalad, the Eini Roe Bezeh Shum Tam. Okay, I don't see it, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Some of you were asking this. The Eze Gvul Tipein Laser. Where do you draw a line? 1 inch, 2 inch, where do you draw it? Where do you say, at what point? Okay, he says, now we mentioned before, maybe like by Tumah, as we started the Shia from Parshas Lukas, right? So the Tumah of the hair, it's Omed Ligazes. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, Eini Roe Bezeh, same issue. Eini Roe Bezeh Shum Tam, the Eze Gvul Tipein Laser. The Seher Arosh Ketzim Arosh Dami. The Ulai says, In Yesh Lo Blorish Misaviv Gam Stade Aser Shamokam Acher. If you have such long hair that hair from a different part of your head comes over to a place, that maybe that is one to say that's a chatzitza. But not if this is where the hair grows. Rosh Hashulchan is make against the Machzor Shekel and against the Ben Ishchai and we saw the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and I mentioned the Shabbura, Kafar Chaim. Rosh Hashulchan is a minority view, but again, it's an important process.
Besides the button?
Yeah, we saw that. There's no distinction. Okay, so that's the Rosh Hashulchan. The Prima Godem. On that same sin in the Eishal Avron, the Prima Godem, as we mentioned many times, the Prima Godem has two sections. The Prima Godem is a commentary on the Prima Godem comments on each of the sections of the Shulchan Aruch on the two major achronim on the side of the page. All right. So in Orach Chaim, the two major posts on the side of the page are the Mogen Avraham and the Mogen David Taz. So he has his commentary on the Mogen Avraham is called Eishal Avraham, and the Taz Tori Zov is called the Mishpat Zov. So in the Eishal Avraham commenting on that Mogen Avraham, he says, you know, not exactly like the Orach HaShulchan, but basically he mentions that there's a Rashi in Zvachim Daf Yud Tes. I mentioned that the sugi before, talking about the Big Day Kahuna. He says a similar idea, that Seir Aruch, hair which is not in its right place, it flipped over from somewhere else, it grew from somewhere, you know, it was so long, you combed it, you knocked over another place, that's a chatzitza. But if it's in its normal place, he thinks it shouldn't be considered a chatzitza. I don't inside, but that's a kind of the Messiah to the, you know, to support for the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan quote this Eishel Avraham, the Prima Gaonim is an earlier Achron in the Aruch HaShulchan. So you have at least two Achron in the Prima Gaonim and the Aruch HaShulchan say that if it's just, this is the hair that grows in its normal place, now it's thicker or bigger than usual, it's not hair from another part of the head that flipped over or something like that. So both the Prima Gaonim and the Aruch HaShulchan are make with this. Okay? Now, there are those who suggest the following. You were asking before about the bracha. So on the sefer from the Minchas Elozer, the Munkacher Rebbe, the Minchas Elozer, he wrote a sefer on tefillin. Among other Svarim, the sefer on tefillin is called Os Chaim. Os Chaim. So in the Os Chaim on Hilchos Tefillin, that same siman, Chav Zayim, he brings up the possibility that al kopanim maybe there are bun on a tzolta. If you asked before, is it a real iser? Is it not a real iser? So he spells out the whole sugya, okay, in Os Dalad of that same. I'm sorry, in Os Vav, Simchav Zayin Os or Simchat Vav in the Sefer Os Chaim. So he goes through quotes the Matzah Shekel. He mentions the kula from the Rashba, which if those want to look it up, I didn't bring it here, but he has the Chubas from its. It's called the Chuvas HaMichosos, Simon Reish Ron, and Gimel, also Chayla Gimel, Simon Reish Pei Beis. He quotes all this. He says, Ach l'maisa b'vada, even though he's Mekel, Ach l'maisa b'vada yesh l'zor k'nada al koponim, me'isa d'rabonim b'vada yesh l'ma d'ika b'zem b'sum chatzitzas. So, we'll turn to Henry, you guys were asking before, so the Melchus Elozer says, in the Os Chaim, they made d'rabonim. It's not, that's why he wouldn't go so far as to say, you shouldn't do it, you're going to tell the guy, can't put on tefillin, well, let him put on tefillin, but al koponim d'rabonim maybe it's chotzit. So, at least, you know, so I didn't mean, yeah. Is it mitzvah
derabbanan?
Yeah. Oh, so he didn't say. Oh, so good. Sure. So he didn't say.
They can say, don't do this.
Yeah.
The mitzvah say, where do you see the derabbanan?
Right. So, I would say that it's
not. So what's the derabbanan?
Right. So if you have a derabbanan, if this is a psul derabbanan, so you're not yotzei mitzvah shemusa, let's say. Right, but you go to the right. We tell the guy to take it, take the move anyway.
That's the implication.
Right, at least you go to the right.
That's the implication. The right, he has to film, but the Rabbanim does not make a bracha.
Yeah, he doesn't say that. I'm saying about the bracha. That that's very possible. You're going to see someone who does say that.
So if you have a mitzvah like that,
I'm sure
the Rabbanim, you shouldn't do it.
Well, it doesn't say you shouldn't do it, but maybe it means you're not yotzei for it.
Do you have a history of the Rabbanim if you do it?
No, there's no iser. There's no iser. Just midrabbanan, you're not mekayim. Midrabbanan is the chatzitza. So midrabbanan, you didn't get kedem. You didn't get the mitzvah shemusa.
But midrabbanan is the shape of the tasse. So they.
Right, but that's not what they're saying. I don't think that's what he means here.
Because of the gezeros chazal, take away from you the key of a mitzvah, which was. There to stop it.
Maybe right. What are they saying?
Like you say, don't do this again. You can tell me the original Kiyum is not there?
Shofar Shabbos. You can't blow Shofar Shabbos.
What if you do?
Yeah, so that's an old question. You know, to talk about that. Is there any kind of kiyum or mitzvah? Is there a kiyum anyway, derisa?
Yeah.
So maybe it's like that. But I don't think it's quite like that. There's a whole tumult, you know, about that. A guy went and someone was blowing anyway, so she won't go listen. You know, okay. Let's say, I don't know, what I mean, it comes up here, I hate to say it, but let's say, the reform, right? They don't keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Right, okay, but they don't. I think they only keep 1 day Rosh Hashanah. So it's on Shabbos, it goes over. So may as well go listen. Anyway, it's a sugar that comes up, but that's what he says. He just says, he writes, "Isn't the Rabbanon?" I don't know if he means that it's also to put on, I'm not sure. But the nafkamina could chop with regards to the bracha. Okay, and we'll see that in 2 minutes. Before we see it, remember that's the minchas alazer, the munkacher. And similarly, if I brought it, did I bring it? In the Sefer Eretz 3, the Kazrig Lover Gaon raises the following question. I guess I got to bring it, I'm sorry. In his Chuvas Eretz 3 Simon Vav, he was asked the question, let's say somebody who's got long hair comes to borrow Tillin from you. Should you lend it to him? Okay, or is it his neighbor? Because you're going to make a bracha? And I'd be like, that, you know. Presumably the guy's coming to make a bracha.
You're not contributing to his bracha. You're contributing to
okay, so that's what he talks about. So at the end, he concludes that lechatchila certainly is remachmer, not to put on long hair, but he said for sure there's no lifnei iver, okay, because al pidin strictly yotze. So he also, in fact, that's what I'm saying. What I'm getting at here is according to most of these poskim, even though it's not the best thing, it's not a good idea, but they all want to say at the end of the day, push comes to shove, you wouldn't tell a guy who's got long hair that he can't put on tefillin. Okay, and even to the point that he discussed an issue. You're allowed to lend it to him. It's not his neighbor. Even if he makes a broker, it's not maybe like you're saying, it's not his problem. Okay, but I forgot to bring it, but that's in the Shal Shuvas Eretz 3 in Simon Vav. The Karen Ledover, another Chassidus show. We have a few Chassidus shows, right? So we had the Mechas Alozer and Eretz Kazri Glover. So the Karen Ledover is Chust, right? He writes in his true Simon Yud the same kasha. Al dvar sheilosa heos kibo nasenu rabim shchichei kale hadas sheinam chashim ladzos midos otora umegadlin bloris kederach hashachtona misaris dos mokam alachson sharosh asher mivad sheov mizal lav duchusen lo selecho. Besides the fact they violate duchusen lo selecho, you know, following the goyim, no sabaza ika chashash bitul mitzvah shashotzon ubroch levatolot b'mashem menichem tzon al saris aruchos davi chashash chatisa kedemuvu matzah shekel barachaim simchol zayin. Anyway, he goes into the whole sugar, many of the stuff that we mentioned. So he says, many years ago we talked about that question. Rishon Zalman is a tshuva about it. If a guy clearly is not wearing yarmulke, you know that? And he comes and asks you for a glass of water, and you know he's not going to make a bracha. So it comes up.
That's different. Yeah. You're giving them in his hand.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Give him the matzah.
Yeah.
And next week he's gonna eat it.
Okay. So
he doesn't need the water. We want it to be mechayim mitzvah say of matzah.
Right. So it's better. So this is what he says. He says. So he quotes the Gemara and Zracha that we mentioned, all these other sugyas, and he quotes the Machta Shekla. At the end, he says, "Mikol Mokel in Chatzitza B'Tzulon Eino Bor B'Chotz." At the end of the day, it's not clear that it's considered Chatzitza. Al Kei Nira Poshet. The after lekama achronim ein levarich, in the case of suffek or double suffek, mikol makom ein limnoa mimeno. You just said ein limnoa mimeno mitzvah tzon. Ela denochon lahazhiro shelo yivarich rakas oyad. If you have influence over the guy, tell him that you have long hair. So according to some achronim, should make a bracha. Don't make a bracha if you can. The low al sharosh kemosh because amosif hey b'mishu ol zilus and some other things. B'mlo yishmalo yivarich kamal sharosh ein lachon. The guy's not going to listen. We're going to say again. The Colonel David does bring up the bracha issue, and therefore again you see that it's preferable to avoid making a bracha because that's what all of you said. That's Rabbanon, this tzul maybe this chasash maybe Rabbanon. So and that's also Minchas Yitzchak, Dain Yitzchak Weiss, and the Chuvas Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Zayin Ches rather Chelek Ches Sin and Dalad also has the same thing. Okay, he says certainly you should tell people that they shouldn't have long hair like this, and it's a problem. Yesh b'zeh mishum chatzitza v'nachas tefillin. He quotes the Machta Shekel and Azhara Rabba v'tochacha megulin megula la'os anoshim megadlei sam avad shemechur mesuav. Aside the fact that it's disgusting, look at it. Who dover zeh lahagul harbo saras shehem mutar roy lechol yirei shemayim l'nom izeh kivur b'sarim kedoshim od yesh chashash bitul mitzvah seder aisa. He says the chashash of a bitul mitzvah seder aisa b'chol yom, anachos tzurim, anachos chatzitza. Okay, the gam drora the brachah of atola. It even smacks of a brachah of atola. Again, he's not punching it out, but he said it smacks a brachah of atola. And so, okay,
and
some of the awesome. Okay, anyway, he says he quotes the Karen Ledovid about lending it to he can. He quotes the some of the other sources that we said. In any event, at the end, they all agree that you can lend it to the person, but it's better to avoid this altogether. Not such a long hair. Yeah.
Someone's saying you say the same thing. They're not having a shear of matzah.
Yeah.
That you hold by. You don't
that's
have
that.
No.
No. Yeah. I mean, you don't. What would you do? I mean,
yeah, try and tell him. You tell him they should eat more. If he doesn't eat more, doesn't he?
But what about the bracha?
It's true. I mean, you know, I think you should try and convince him to the best he can that you should try and eat another piece. I know something about that. The whole deal is you eat a little more, drink a little more.
And it's also, if someone is like what is called hirsute, where they have so much hair on their arms,
yeah.
Does anyone suggest you shave the arm?
I don't think so. But if it's normal, a person has this condition, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, some people have that.
So it's interesting. So one of the sperm that you quoted, yeah. He says, because he implied two aspects. One, it was derech goyim, and it was not a thing.
Right.
But, and the other one, you know, one quoted the hair in the back, because that wasn't the way people wear the
in those days,
hair.
Yeah.
It wasn't covered to wear the hair.
Right.
But the arm is.
Right, no, if you knew about it, right. That might be different, correct. Now, I'll just end off, the Ramosha Sternbach and his chuvas, Chelek Aleph, chuvas on August, Chelek Aleph, and then Beis. Okay? Glorious, in Yeshua, Zemesh, Chatzis, Vetzum, Shemukhuz, Agoyim, he quotes the Matzah Shekel. Okay? He says that, it's Gaiva and all this. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah and says, even besides the Chatzitza we mentioned before, it slides around, doesn't stay put, so it's a different problem. He writes, Ubschurani, I remember, Shenichnasti Pam Pima La Kodesh of Aaron Okech Admiri Bells. Meshach Sternberg writes, he remembers once he went to visit the Bells of Rebbe. Ubikesh Mimena La Hagid Li Bnei Yeshivas. He asked me to publicize among the Bnei Yeshiva. Sha'aviv Zatzal, the elder Bells of Rebbe, said, Daita Sheesh Bezeh Chashash Isa Daraisa. He should publicize my father's name, the Bells of Rebbe said, that, tell the Bnei Yeshivas. Okay? And he says, Kanir Niskavin Bekach Lotze De Chovas Machal Bnei Yeshivas, Shmakil Bezeh Shodim Ledaito. Okay, now, Omnam, he said, Le'inan Mach, we think there's a new problem. Apparently, maybe it wasn't a new problem. Omnam Le'inan Machal Mitzol Omer Dova Nishma Davka. You have to say something, you're not supposed to give a Machal if no one's going to listen. Yeshivas litter lo mochu al zeh. Okay? Very interesting. Right? Apparently they did. It wasn't before the 60s even, I guess. People had some problem. And maybe what's not different, we considered the... Now, Ramosha Sturmer, we should be aware, used to spend half the year in South Africa, Johannesburg.
So he can't.
So, right, yeah. So, you know, he's going back and forth. You know, he's like, so half the year down there, half the year. So he writes. The culture came, he says, and they didn't do this necessarily because of Gaiva. That was just a style. They weren't doing it. You know, they did it. He says, Elo she'osu kein haya kedei lo ligrom rikuk yoser beinam l'mishpachosam. Or Mishpachtam. I guess maybe they're Bali Tshuva and they want to look different. They got to come back. Bali Tshuva comes back to his parents with a double zero haircut. You know, they think he's crazy. So he says, the culture came Khan, Bedrom Africa. Rav Shemrach writes, anyway, he says, maybe it's not an issur of Chukas Hagoyim. However, he thinks that it's still a problem with regards to Hanachas Tzurim. He quotes the Kitzroch that we saw and others. On Avrech Obochi Reish Shemayim, someone who's proud of his Jewish and so on, and you have to be careful, and you should give Musa to people who listen. Okay, and he mentions we mentioned before with Yosef and other people, but apparently this was a problem or is a problem in some places. So he says again, it's a potential problem with regards to Chatzitz and Tzolin. Therefore, it's certainly preferable to tell people to get regular haircuts, on account of Tzolin.
It sounds like he would say more than regular. He wouldn't want my hair the way it is.
Probably not. Well, mine either. Maybe I don't know. Maybe right. I mean, I don't know.
Shulchan was so brave and.
It's interesting. I was thinking of this thing. I don't know if it's the truth, but and went with this. The Aruch HaShulchan, and I don't know, because again, Rastomach writes about Yeshivas Litta. I don't know when he means, and it doesn't go into detail in the Shuvah. You have to look at the old pictures. Yeah, I don't know if the people have longer hair than, I don't know. If you see pictures of Agachover, he had very long hair, and he was not in the Litta Yeshivas either. Agachover, but that's, they say it's because, you know, in order to get a haircut, to take a yarmulke, and he never stopped learning, and his head was always learning, so he couldn't take a yarmulke. You see pictures of him, he has a... But even some of the pictures of they sell like other people, they do have hair, so I don't know. But it's interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan is a klal. The Aruch HaShulchan always tried to defend the minhagim of the Hamon. He was a rav of his town, you know, in Navardok. So, the Litvish and minhagim and so on and so forth. So,
yeah, and a rav who
sits in the Dishmedia. Right, so he very often tries, I don't know if this is an example of that, you know, mm-hmm. Someone has to do a doctoral dissertation on that subject and collect all the places and investigate, it'd be interesting.
Right.
But I'm just saying, so maybe the Aruch HaShulchan was not, I mean, and again, he wrote Ein Mefatma as a klal. Again, it is a minority view, and we saw just, you know, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say like that. The Mishnah Berurah says, and Achtashi quotes from Achtashekel, Mishnah Berurah verbatim, and Kafachayim again from the Sardis camp, and the Kitchachar. So many, many people say that it's a problem, but again, nobody goes so far as saying not Yotze. The closest we found, at least in Iceland, anyways, is Karen David, and probably the Kajer Glover also says a shot about the Bracha. Maximum is a shot about a Bracha, but you can still lend the person a tzon. You don't want to tell them, I shouldn't put on tzon. So today, you also have, you go to the Kosam Rabbah, they get these Balichur, guys that have long hair, Babiches do put tzon on them, no? And
you're going to many poskim, you don't need another bracha.
Anyway, right, you're safe on that front also. I think the Babiches tell them to put on both. Anyway, that's the issue of hair. Okay, that's where it relates to that. Okay, so that's the shiur for tonight, Agut Avoch, and we'll continue with some next week.
There's much more shining there.